Hello, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
I'm Chicklin.
And we are still talking about brunch.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yum, 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 yum. So, let's scale back on yesterday's episode. We saw a lot of different foods which we didn't really talk about. So, what brunch foods do you really love, Chicklin? What's like your favorite brunch food?
I don't eat brunch, right? You know that. But we learned yesterday that Lauren ordered something that's called the roast beef. Eggs Benedict?
Right.
Is that it? Mm-hmm. I really want to try that. I love beef.
Eggs Benedict is a really good brunch food.
Mm-hmm.
It's normally on menus because it's a little bit difficult to make because you have to poach an egg and make a special sauce.
Oh, I love poached eggs.
But they don't normally always have beef on it, but yeah, poached eggs are great, aren't they? That's Wen Quan Dan, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's like a very nice, like, runny, soft egg which comes on maybe a bagel sometimes or a piece of toast. With a special sauce. Very nice. And some ham. And some ham. Another one we saw was French toast. Have you ever had French toast?
I love French toast. My dad used to make it for me.
Really?
Yeah, when I was little.
Oh, wow. Did he make good French toast?
He did.
Did he?
He still does sometimes, but I don't eat breakfast now, so he doesn't make it anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I will go over to your family's house
and eat
your French toast.
You
Perfect.
Should.
Because I love French toast. Anyway, let's move on and check out what's happening at the diner.
Reading.
Brunch. Have it your way. Kenny and Lauren are enjoying their meal.
The Eggs Benedict is to die for. How's your food?
It's marvelous. The bacon is really crispy.
More coffee, hun?
Yes, please.
They finish eating.
That was really enjoyable.
I agree. I'm stuffed, though. We should do this again sometime.
Let me clear those plates for you. Can I get you any dessert or any more coffee?
No, thanks.
The waitress leaves them the check.
We're supposed to leave a tip, right?
Yes. I did some research before we came to the U.S. We should tip between 15 to 20% of the check.
The waitress was very nice and patient with our questions. I think we should leave the full 20%.
I agree. I've been observing the other customers to see what they do. They put the tip in this check holder and hand it to their server.
They pay the check.
Thank you. We had a wonderful meal.
You come back anytime. Have a nice day.
They exit the diner.
Okay, so Kenny and Lauren are enjoying their meal. So here, when we say enjoy, we mean that they're eating it and they are liking it.
Now Lauren just showed that the Eggs Benedict is to die for. How is your food? So that's a pocket phrase we have here.
Yes, to die for. Let's check that out.
Pocket phrase go!
各位同学大家好，又到了每周星座的时间了。本周呢，处女座的朋友要特别留意健康方面的状况，尤其是吃的部分哦。有时候呢，压力太大了，怎么样 ？This is a chocolate cake to die for。这个巧克力蛋糕呢，实在是太诱人、太好吃了，吃太多，小心呢身材就走样了。To die for 这个片语呢 ，die 这个动词就是表示死掉的意思，所以呢 ，to die for 即使是死了，也是这么想要得到，非常非常想要哦，就表示呢，这个是非常非常棒，特别特别好，特别诱人的意思了。我们呢可以再看一个例句哦 ，He has a body to die for， 他的身材呢真是特别诱人，特别特别好 ，to die for 就是这个意思喽。
Okay, so now we know that that Eggs Benedict is not going to kill her, right? It's not really to die for. It's really good. And Kenny, I think, seems to really like his food as well.
Mm.
He says, it's marvelous. It's really, really good. The bacon is really crispy. Okay, so the word crispy there is our first vocab word of the day. And when we describe something as crispy, normally food, we mean that it has a hard texture, a 口感, that is easy to bite into. Think about potato chips. They're really crispy. As soon as you put them into your mouth, they break apart into little pieces with a satisfying crunch. And that brings us to some related vocabulary.Crunchy. So we have crispy and crunchy. Now, these are similar meanings, but things that are crunchy are normally thicker, and you have to bite into them a little bit harder. So a piece of bacon or a chip is crispy, but a cookie or a cereal bar will be crunchy. So let's look at an example sentence now. Good morning, breakfast shop serves great radish cakes that give a lovely crispy bite.
嗯，好，老师刚刚这边给一个很好很好很好的用法，我们大家来讲一下。那么 crispy 就是酥脆的，所以 Kenny 说呢，他们的培根非常的脆耶。那老师刚刚提到的 crunchy 就是脆的意思，不过比起 crispy 来说，它比较厚一点。老师提到的像是饼干或干粮棒这些比较厚的东西呢，你要花费比较大的力气去咬，所以就是比较会 crunch。比较像 crunchy 一点，那么 crispy 是比较薄薄的脆，所以像是洋芋片啊、培根都可以。所以 that brings us to the other word crisps， 就是你们英国是讲洋芋片，对不对
？Yes, we say crisps. Over the years, I've started saying chips.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I have so many American friends now.
All right. Okay. 对，但是那美式英文是 chips， 就是。那个 potato chips 的意思就是洋芋片。那么 chips 在英国是 fries, right?
Yes. So, in England, it's the chips are crisps and the potato chips are chips.
Right.
So, now that you've got your head around that, I hope we'll move on with the article. What does the waitress say next?
She says, more coffee, hun?
Okay, who is hun? No, we know that hun is a word we use to mean that we like someone or we're being friendly. And Kenny says, yes, please. Anyway, they finish eating.
And Lauren says, that was really enjoyable.
She really liked it. And Kenny says, I agree. I'm stuffed, though. We should do this again sometime.Okay, so we saw the word stuffed there. Now, this is an adjective that we use, and when someone is stuffed, they are really, really full. We get stuff from the verb to stuff. Stuffed from the verb to stuff, which means to put lots and lots of things into a space so it is really, really full. So you can stuff lots of bags into the trunk of your car, for example. You make it really full of stuff before you go on vacation, maybe. If your stomach is really full of things, though, it has no space left. And then when you're stuffed, you can't eat anything else, like our example sentence. After two servings of spaghetti, a side of salad, and a milkshake, Harold was absolutely stuffed. He certainly didn't have room for dessert. Okay, we've got a couple more related bits of vocab, because, you know, stuff is a really good base word. If you're stuffy, you're not full of food, you're someone who is quite narrow-minded and doesn't accept new ideas. However, if you have a stuffy nose, then that's not saying anything about your personality, you just have a cold.
有点鼻塞了 ，OK， 所以 stuff 就是吃饱的、吃撑的。所以 Lauren 觉得这个早餐真的太好吃了。那么 Kenny 说，哦，他真的吃太饱了。那么老师刚刚说 stuff 这个字当动词，我们变成一个例句啊，一个片语看 to stuff someone with something 就是吃了很多。所以你可以说 the kids stuff themselves with fast food， and we know that when something is stuffed， it is full of things. In America， people say stuffed animals， which are toy animals that are stuffed with a soft material. 那我们就可以造一个例句。This shop has more than 500 cute stuffed animals to choose from. 这家商店有500多种可爱的填充动物可以选择。所以接下来的这个 waitress 就说，因为他们吃饱了嘛，然后 waitress 就说 ，Let me clear those plates for you. Can I get you any dessert or any more coffee? And Lauren says, no thanks.
No, she's stuffed too.
Right.
So the waitress leaves them with the check. Sorry, she leaves them the check. We can actually say it both ways. We can say she leaves them with the check. So she leaves it on the table with them, or she gives it to them. She leaves them the check. Anyway, Kenny says, we're supposed to leave a tip, right?
So when we're supposed to do something, we have to, or we have a responsibility to do something.
Or we ought to.
Right. 我们就是昨天 we talked about ought to yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that's make a sentence with be supposed to. We're supposed to hand in our projects before the end of the week. And that means you have to hand in that project before this week ends.
Mm-hmm.
所以我们这个礼拜前必须要交报告。
Okay. So, Kenny is asking about the tip. What does this mean? Let's find out.Okay, so a tip is, some money that you can give to the waiter at the end of a meal to show that you're happy with his service. We can say leave a tip, like in the article, or we can turn this word into a verb and say that we tip someone. Not all cultures have tipping, and in some countries, like Japan, it's even rude. In other countries, you only leave a tip when you want to say thank you to the waiters for doing a really good job. So in some European countries like Spain, you only give a tip when you're really happy. However, in the US, tipping is an important part of restaurant culture. Waiters don't earn a lot of money, so they need to get a lot of their salary from the tips. You should always tip your waiter.How much you tip them, though, depends on how good you think the service was, as we'll see in this example sentence. Henry left the waiter a generous tip of 25% for his great service.
好，所以 tip 这个字呢，就是小费的意思哦。Mm-hmm. 那么 Kenny 就说，我们要给小费，对吧？那么老师刚刚说 to tip someone 就是给某人小费。那么给某人 tip 多少钱，就是 to tip someone how much money。
Mm-hmm.
比如说 ，she tipped the taxi driver $5 for the ride。
Mm-hmm.
好，所以we know that Kenny was double checking if they should tip the waitress。
Mm-hmm.
And Lauren says, yes, I did some research before we came to the U.S. We should tip between 15 to 20% of the check.
Okay, so that 25% tip
right.
is pretty big.
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Actually, it's funny because when I went to the US with my family, we tipped a couple of times. Well, we tipped all the time because we knew you had to. But because of the culture difference, the average tip we give in the UK is normally a bit lower than in the US.
Oh.
So my dad thought that he was giving quite generous tips, but the waiters were looking at it and thinking, really? That's it? So, yeah, when you're in the US, make sure you tip the right amount. Anyway, we also saw the word research, so Lauren did some research. Now, research is information that we gather about a certain subject. If you ever have to write a big paper for school or college, you'll have to do some research first.You have to go online, visit the library, or do some studies and gather some information about your subject so that you can write about it. That's research. Now, there's an interesting thing with pronunciation here. I've been saying research the whole time, and that's actually the American way of saying the word. In the US, they put the emphasis on the search part, so research. However, if you go to the UK, you'll notice that normally we say research. We put the emphasis on the E, so research.
Why do I say research? That's weird.
Probably because you're hanging out with me so much.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, research.Research, American English, British English.
Okay,
so example sentence now for research. Emily didn't do enough research for her history paper, so it didn't contain a lot of information. She probably got a bad grade as well.
Right, okay, 我们看一下 research 这个字 Right, so I said research now, so research.
Yes,
我原本是讲 research. Oh, goodness. 好，所以 research 就是调查探究。所以你可以说 to do a research, 或是 conduct a research, 或是 carry out, 也是可以的哦，就是都是做调查研究这个做的意思实行 And research can also be used as a verb. But when it's a verb, it's pronounced as research, right?
Yes, you research.
Right, 如果今天是动词就是 research. 好那就是代表也是去做调查。那我们就最近知道说发生这个武汉肺炎嘛。那科学家们呢都在调查这个武汉肺炎造成的病因。那我们造一下例句哦。Scientists 就是科学家 Scientists are researching into the causes of the novel coronavirus found in Wuhan, China. 好，那我们很简单 researcher, right? Another word that we can learn、
yes.
about. It's very、mm-hmm. easy. 就是一个人他如果是研究学者、mm-hmm. a person、whose job is to study a subject very、mm-hmm. carefully, which often involves discovering new information.、
Mm-hmm.
他的工作是这样子的话就是研究学者。譬如说、mm-hmm. according to researchers, having 3 square meals a day makes it easier to lose weight.
Okay, yes, that's true. If you skip breakfast, you're not actually losing weight.
Are you talking about me?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So don't skip breakfast if you're trying to lose weight. It doesn't work. You actually gain weight. Anyway, let's move back to our dialogue. Kenny says, the waitress was very nice and patient with our questions. I think we should leave the full 20%.
Lauren says, I agree. I've been observing the other customers to see what they do.
Okay, she's been observing the other customers. Now, when we observe someone, we watch what they do carefully so we can learn from them, judge them, or do the same. So Lauren is saying that she's been doing this verb, observing other customers, to see what they are doing. However, if Lauren were in medical school, she might observe a doctor, and that means she watches a doctor very carefully while he does something so she can learn to do the same thing.Now, here's an example sentence for observe. For a few days after Tommy's dog recovered from her illness, Tommy observed her to make sure that she didn't fall ill again. Now, one last thing, a similar word to observe that you might come across is witness. Now, when someone witnesses something, they notice something happen, but they are not involved in it. So, you witness an accident when you see two cars crash into each other, but you're not in either car.So here's an example of witness being used. As she was born in the 1920s, Marguerite witnessed many of the horrors of World War II. Right, because she was there、mm-hmm. when World War II happened.
好 ,observe 就是观察注意的意思。那它是个动词哦。那它的名词呢就是 observation。所以呢它当名词就是也是去观察一个人的意思。那我们可以说 be under observation, 就是观察之下。那我们找一个句子哦。The patient was under close observation of the doctors. 就是这个病人呢让这个医生很细心的观察着他们。好，那么另外一个名词大家也可以注意一下 ,which is observatory. So this is a place or a building where scientists can watch the stars and planets, and they can also observe the weather. 好，就是天文台或瞭望台的意思。
Okay, so we're still talking about what Lauren did. She was observing the other customers. Now, a customer is someone who buys goods or uses a service.Customers are an important part of every business, whether it's a small store or a big international corporation. They can be people going shopping at the mall or companies that buy from other companies. If you've ever worked in a store or restaurant before, you might have heard the phrase, the customer is always right. That means you should respect the customer's opinions, mostly because they want them to like your company.Now, lastly, lawyers, big companies, and architects sometimes like to call their customers clients. This is a more formal word, and we don't normally use it for people who buy things in stores. Now, let's look at an example sentence for customer. Within 5 minutes of the store opening, a line of customers had formed that stretched out onto the street.
所以 customer 就是顾客，那么一个常客呢，就是 regular customers、mm-hmm. 或者是 loyal customers, or you can simply call them regulars or irregular.、Mm-hmm. 那我们造一个句子哦 ，regulars at this bar get free drinks during the weekend.、Mm-hmm. 好，那我们看一下 Lauren， 她就是很赞同 Kenny 说的，因为服务员的服务很好，那么 Lauren 就一直在观察其他的顾客都是 tip 多少钱，都怎么做。好，那我们就看一下接下来呢，他们怎么做呢 ？They put the tip in this check holder and hand it to their server.、
Mm.
他们就是把小费放在支票夹中呢，然后交给他们的服务生。
Okay, and next they pay the check. That means that they pay the bill. You know, they give the money to the waitress.
And then Lauren says, "Thank you. We had a wonderful meal." Mm-hmm. And the waitress responds, "You come back anytime. Have a nice day."
Okay, so they often say that. You know, they can say, "Come again. Thank you. Come again. Come back anytime." You know, another friendly way of just, you know, you know, getting
yeah,
people to come
say
back.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm, to say goodbye, exactly. So, Lauren and Kenny, they exit the diner. Okay, so that seems like it's the end of our little brunch adventure. So, very interesting stuff there. Let's go through now to our For You chat.
For You chat.
Okay, very good food question, which is coming for you, Chicklin. What is the best meal you've ever had?
Meal?
Describe it.
Best meal?
Meow shu.
Well, possibly this one time that my friend, and she's from Mexico, and it was her birthday, and she invited everyone to her house to have like a party, and then her mom made the most delicious enchiladas I had ever had in my whole life.
Oh, I love enchiladas. Those have the cheese in them, right? No, that's quesadillas.
Yeah, there's the
cheese.
Oh, they
do? There's
cheese a little bit on top. I loved it. It was so good. It was just perfect. I mean, it was so juicy. And then there were like chicken ones and beef ones. And I was like, oh, I'm in the seventh heaven.
Yeah. God. Oh, wow. You're having like the perfect meal. Did you have mole? Did she make mole?
No, she didn't. She made only enchiladas and what was that called? Oh, burritos, right?
Okay, burritos, those big kind of añoro drink, right?
And then she put like rice in it. It was so good, and the black beans.
Great,
I'm
lovely
hungry.
Frijoles.
Yeah, what about you?
A lot of my Mexican meals have been up there. Very good.
Okay.
I think maybe this one meal that I had when I was working in Shanghai.
Okay.
I was writing about restaurants for a magazine, and they sent me to one very small Korean restaurant. And it was very exclusive. You had to book it 6 months in advance because it only had four chairs. And it had eight chefs. So there's twice as many chefs as customers. Anyway, they would make a special menu for you of different Korean specialities.
Oh, wow.
Each day. You don't get to pick. You just go and they make the meal for you. And it was amazing. We had this like very nice kind of, it was a weird, like it was like a white ball.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it actually. It was kind of like a white seafood ball, like a puree.
Okay.
Which had been made into this like perfect sphere, and then they drizzled this kind of like almost like eggs benedicty sauce onto it. It was very special. I'll show you a picture afterwards.
Okay.
And also they served us grilled octopus as
which
I love. Seafood. I love octopus. I love seafood.
It's pricey, right?
It was, yes, it was
But
pricey.
It's worth it.
Well, it was free, but no.
Oh, yeah, it was free, of course, because we were writing
Yes, because we were writing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, yeah, quite an expensive
Right.
Restaurant. But very, very good Korean food. Okay. Mm. Anyway, you guys can talk about now, like, what meals you've liked the most. What was the best meal you've ever had? Was it Korean? Was it Mexican? What are your favorite Korean or Mexican dishes? You guys talk about that. We will join you again soon for more exciting articles. For English for You, I'm Seb.
I'm Chickling.
And we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Reading.
Brunch. Have it your way. Kenny and Lauren are enjoying their meal.
The Eggs Benedict is to die for. How's your food?
It's marvelous. The bacon is really crispy.
More coffee, hun?
Yes, please.
They finish eating.
That was really enjoyable.
I agree. I'm stuffed, though. We should do this again sometime.
Let me clear those plates for you. Can I get you any dessert or any more coffee?
No, thanks.
The waitress leaves them the check.
We're supposed to leave a tip, right?
Yes. I did some research before we came to the U.S. We should tip between 15 to 20% of the check.
The waitress was very nice and patient with our questions. I think we should leave the full 20%.
I agree. I've been observing the other customers to see what they do. They put the tip in this check holder and hand it to their server.
They pay the check.
Thank you. We had a wonderful meal.
You come back anytime. Have a nice day.
They exit the diner.
Vocabulary review.
Crispy. The fried chicken has a crispy skin that's really delicious. Stuffed. After spending 2 hours at the hot pot restaurant, Danny and his friends were stuffed. Tip. In the U.S. and Canada, you are expected to give taxi drivers a tip when you pay them. Research. Allison did some research on a number of colleges before she chose which ones to apply to. Observe. The art teacher told the students to observe her carefully as she did a watercolor painting. Customer. There were many customers in the store, so I had to wait a while to pay for my shoes.
智慧小补帖
Server